Hello, 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 and welcome to the decision of a quick pipe. Now, is Russell Brand innocent? Or more pertinently, are these egregious allegations coming out now when they are due to a basically a conspiracy, due to a politically motivated attempt to bring him down? Is that why they're coming out now? I think that is a very interesting possibility, and I am not closed-minded to that possibility. And some of you raised it in the comments yesterday. Now, what I argued yesterday is that manifestly Russell Brand is a narcissist and a high-functioning psychopath, and these are the kinds of people that would engage in behaviour like that, i.e. sexually abusing women, and therefore it would not surprise me if he was guilty of that kind of behaviour. Moreover, this is just a very old story. You get this again and again and again. We've seen it again and again and again. Jimmy Savile or whatever, among people that become media stars, it is very easy for them to get access to girls, to groupies, and they can just use them and they can get whatever pleasure they want out of them. And sometimes they'll go as far as rape. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if he's guilty. But the question that's really interesting is, why is it being raised now? Why? Now, seems to be quite obvious that one reason is that he's not as powerful as he used to be. And also possibly an alternative explanation is that in a certain way he is more powerful or more influential, and this is what is going on. So the first conspiracy is this idea that basically he has been in his YouTube channel, which he set up during lockdown because he loves attention. He has been challenging conventional views on COVID and on vaccinations. This makes him dangerous, and therefore the pharmaceutical companies and people that basically want to control us, and you control us by controlling the narrative, and controlling the narrative means that you have a narrative, you know the truth, you know the objective truth, and therefore you can be trusted, you deserve to run society because you know the truth. This must not be questioned by anybody, and therefore those that do question it are questioning you, they're questioning your supremacy, they're questioning the idea that you should be allowed to run society because you know how things work, and you're intelligent and you've got it all sorted, and therefore they risk you being brought down and they must be crushed. And the idea is that those kinds of people, as it were, the establishment that you have in these pharmaceutical companies, but also of course in things like The Times and in the people that make a program like Dispatches, they have therefore decided to bring him down. And I suppose you could extrapolate from that one of two possibilities. One is that he is guilty of these allegations, but why are they coming out now? Or the other is that he is not guilty or not quite guilty of them, but nevertheless, there's enough to bring them out now. Let's look at those separately. So one idea would be basically people who become very, very prominent like that, people that become very, very high up in the media and in acting and whatever, are going to be above averagely psychopathic. And there's good data on that. They're going to be high in psychopathic traits. They're going to be high in narcissistic traits. And therefore, there will be a degree to which, because it keeps coming out, doesn't it, with Hugh Edwards and with various other people, they will all be engaging in sexually inappropriate behaviour. They will all be engaging in abusing women. They will all be taking advantage of women. They will all be doing this. They're all at it. They're all at it. So the question is, why does one particular individual get targeted? Why at that point? And so one possibility would be, yes, indeed, that he's upset all of the right people. And so they take those allegations and they go for it. In much the same way that in 18th century England, let's say, most of the senior politicians are going to be corrupt. Of course, they're going to be corrupt. Everybody's corrupt. The whole system is corrupt. In Russia, likewise. But if you become a political problem, then it is your corruption and not somebody else's corruption that is targeted, and you are brought down. Now, that could be the case. I don't know that it is the case, but it could be the case. A second possibility is that you exaggerate what the person has done. So let's be clear about these rape allegations. Women do make false allegations of rape. This has come up in court again and again and again. Women do exaggerate and so forth what happens to them in these kinds of sexual contexts. This has come up in court again and again and again. Memory is highly fallible. and people do produce false memories in order to bring about a sense of their own sort of superiority and their positive sense of self at any given time. So it's perfectly conceivable that a woman might sexually consent and then later decide that, well, actually that made her a little bit loose, really. She shouldn't have done that. And so therefore, retrogressively, she decides she didn't sexually consent. So this idea that some twit wrote in the comment that, oh, you're saying you should just believe all women, is nonsense. These things should be held up to the most intense possible scrutiny. And so that could be an element of it as well. So you could have both exaggeration and all this sort of thing, and the fact that he's being targeted at this particular point because for political expediency. Another possibility, of course, is that why does it come out now with the women? Why do they make the allegations now? It could be that he's kind of lost power. It used to be that he was on TV all the time. He was absolutely huge, massive. Now, rather less so. Now he's become more obscure, more of a cult following. He has less power. And that's therefore when they feel empowered, as it were, to make the allegations. And this is what happened with Jimmy Savile. The allegations were only made once he died. It's what happened with Cyril Smith. The allegations were, well, they were made within his lifetime, but they were hushed up. And they only really came out once he died. It's what happened with Rolf Harris. He's off TV for ages. He's an elderly man. And that's when these sorts of things start to develop and start to come out. An alternative conspiracy theory, of course, then the counter conspiracy from the left, is that Russell Brand knew that there were so many allegations against him that they would come out one day, and therefore he decided to stop being left-wing and start being right-wing and become a right-wing conspiracy theorist talking about vaccinations and all that sort of thing, so that when the allegations came out, he could say, oh, it's an establishment stitch-up by the left, by the woke, or whatever, that sort of thing. That seems to be rather unlikely, because he set up this channel during lockdown and he's just sort of organically developed from there. But certainly we should bear in mind the possibility that he may be innocent. And certainly it is always very interesting why, when if we assume, and it's not an unreasonable assumption, that this kind of behaviour is very common among that class of people, then it is, of course, fascinating that it comes out now, and it begs us to ask the question of why.
Would you like to move beyond Uber and Sprint delivering content from his cellar? What about Uber and Sprint delivering content into a drone? Tally-ho! How? By supporting the Jolly Heretic Experience, and specifically our upcoming documentary on intelligence and the future of civilization. We will take a trip to the world of the future. Action, adventure, and of course, based science. We will present all of the evidence that intelligence is behind the rise and fall of civilization. Along the way, we will trigger academics, befriend ghetto dwellers, and travel to strange and dangerous places. In fact, we might not come back alive!
You may ask where all the money goes. There's a lot. There's travel expenses, there's transport, there's my crew. I can't do it all by myself. I mean, after all, I've been locked in a basement for the last 4 years.
So prove your dissident status with money. Stop virtue signalling, put your money where your mouth is, and become a paid subscriber. It was never this cheap to save the world, or at least watch it burn in 4K. And if you have really deep pockets, then why not become a founding member of our Substack? For $500 a year, you'll get your name in all of the credits of all our documentaries, and you'll even get a phone call with the landlord himself.